In terms of anti-Asian racism, the kind of assaults, attacks, abuses we've been seeing of late, are we seeing a genuine reported upsurge, or is it an upsurge in the media reporting and awareness of these kinds of incidents?
I think there's two parts to that question. The first thing is you're seeing a bit more now because it is being reported and people are aware of it. But the upsurge, and this is the second part, depends on when you start counting, because attacks against Asian people and Asian communities, especially in countries like New Zealand and Australia, go right back to the 19th century. It's just that now that we're much more aware of how bad that this can actually get, and so we are seeing a change in the trend.
Do you see these ones reported correctly, do you think, in the media? In terms of the perceptions delivered by media outlets, do you think these are really captured in the media reportings we see?
I think whenever you see a crime of terrorism or extremism, the media and the public try to understand what the root cause was. And so whether it's religious extremism or political extremism, or now a type of sort of like racism, we're seeing what the events are doing. So I think we get an accurate portrayal, but what we're seeing is a change. And so like in each decade, you see different waves of terrorism. So in the 1970s, you would have seen a lot of left-wing terrorism. In the 1980s, some nationalistic terrorism. And then you saw like religious terrorism, obviously with around 2001 going forward. And now we're starting to see extreme right-wing terrorism.
I mentioned before there the Christchurch terror attacks. Now, I should point out you are, of course, joining us from over in New Zealand. That was, to me, it seemed like a loss of innocence for a lot of people when it came to right-wing terrorism. A lot of people hadn't realised just how much of a growth that had actually seen until that event occurred. In terms of what you've seen reported in your nation's media, do you think that kind of reflects, ever since that one has come out, there is a greater awareness of right-wing terror?
I think New Zealand as a country was quite naive for a long time, and that you could see, you had a combination of two things. You had lax gun laws, and you had a rise of racial concerns. And so then the racism collided at Christchurch with the lax gun laws. The way that it's changed is that our security service for a long time was focused much more on religious extremism and to a degree nationalist extremism, but not right-wing extremism. But today we now know that at least 50% of the effort of the security service is on the right-wing extremism. So we've seen a fundamental change in the way of what they're looking for and who they're looking at.
So in terms of dealing with these racial attacks, which not necessarily link back to terrorists or terrorist groups, but simply racists, I guess, linking back to racists themselves, do you think these same kind of strategies are being applied, need to be applied? Are there the same sort of strategies do you think would work in these situations?
The strategies need to be like a pyramid. And when you're at the top and you're talking about direct violence, that's when you need the intervention of the forces of the state. But well beneath and all the other layers of the pyramid, you've got the racism building up. And so the final point, the violence, is at the end of a very long chain. But you've got to try to change it right at the beginning. And so like in New Zealand, it's not just been about trying to respond to the actual threat of the terror attacker. It's also about trying to change society to make it more inclusive and less, to a degree, less racist. But this is an intergenerational problem. It's just that now it's becoming much more into the highlight.
Well, where is the bottom of that chain, the bottom of that pyramid when it comes to these kinds of things? I mean, what is the direct route you think we are needing to take out?
The bottom of it for us is the campaigns in New Zealand. Is if you see racism, call it out and be prepared to take a stand, be prepared to actually stand up as a member, as a citizen of your country for the values that you want. But just because someone is racist doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be a killer. And so there's a lot of steps, many, many steps between there. And so it goes from working in your own community right through to making sure that the security services are pointing in the right direction. I think Australia was doing a better job on this than New Zealand was until quite recently.
And just in terms of punishing those that are actually committing these kinds of attacks and abuses, do you think punishment actually works in these scenarios? It almost seems like you see these people being punished and that deepens almost the hatred that others that hold the similar views already have of that minority. They don't blame the people that were committing the attack. Yeah. They blame the victims for being there as victims, for being there as individuals already who were attacked.
It becomes a question of law and policy, and you've got to start making divisions in your law between, like, having crimes where someone is prosecuted for a hate crime, which many countries are now saying, but then you go to a more difficult area where someone should be prosecuted for hate speech and saying something which is offensive. And so trying to get that middle line where you can still encourage difficult debates in the community without punishment, but not to the point that they're threatening violence against other communities, is a very difficult journey. And so in New Zealand, we've got legislation which says that you can't be involved in certain types of crimes, but we haven't yet prohibited hate speech. And so the big debate is, do you want to do that? But then if you want to do that, what is the standard of hate that you're actually going to start prosecuting people on?
Well, Alexander, do appreciate you joining us on this one this morning.
You're welcome.